Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jackie Wilson, bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dror Lever. Dror is the founder and chief information officer at Coronet, an award-winning cloud security company. And Dror, I need your website. Tell us about Coronet.
So Coronet is a company that put a mission in front of it to bring enterprise-grade security to everyone, especially to small to mid-sized businesses. So we took something that was very complex and very expensive, and we made it very simple to use and very, very affordable. And, of course, you can learn more on our website at coro.net, C-O-R-O.net.
.net. So check that out, folks. And, Dror, we've been talking about this phishing danger that all of us have. Only phishing in this case is phishing with a PH, and this is the broadcasting of dangerous emails to millions of people overnight by the bad guys, the cyber bad guys. It's a multi tens of billions of dollars industry, folks. The money they're getting, the chaos they're creating, multi tens of billions of dollars. Maybe hundreds of billions by now. I don't know the new number that they cause. The what they create that becomes an industry for them. It's money in their hands, and
exactly.
That's from phishing, folks, with a broadcast. But now they've got something that's been going on for a while now, that's got another name, and they're not using a net anymore. They're using a lure now, as an individual lure. Tell us the name of it.
So now what we're talking about is spear phishing, right?
Right.
So just like in real phishing, when you spear fish, you are going after the big fish. You're going after something specific. You're not putting out a net and hoping for the best. No, you are targeting someone in particular, and then you're trying to maximize your profit from them, right? So as you said before, this is all about the money. These guys, the bad guys, are in it for the money. You know, they're criminals that break into your home to rob you, and these guys break into computers to rob you, and it's very simple. It's all about the money. So spear phishing looks very, very different, because spear phishing is all about, I decided that you are my target, and I need to get money out of you. So I can do it in several different ways.
I'm coming after you're in my crosshairs. You're not potentially in my net. You're in my crosshairs, right?
No, exactly. So I'll give you a couple of examples. A classic example is your accountant sends you an email that says, "Hey, Jim, your account has been completely depleted. Please send money to this account immediately. I need to pay your taxes."
Right.
And you do it. Only the email did not come from your accountant. The email was a spear phishing email. Somebody sat in your email, was able to break into your email, sat in your email, learned the pattern of how you communicate with your accountant, pretended to be
your
accountant.
Could they read your email? Can they read your email?
Well, if they break into it. So these attacks normally are multi-phase attacks. Meaning the first phase is getting into your email. How do I do that? I spear phish you. I send you an email that says, change your password for your email immediately.
Right.
And then you enter your user ID and password. Now I got them.
Slow down, Dror. So when that happens, nothing happens, apparent to you. Nothing happens. And then the payoff comes later. Now that you've let them in, they take their time. They wander around and find where the opportunity is. And
exactly.
Then they strike when
exactly.
They identify it, maybe a month later, right?
Exactly. So they sit there. They learn. They learn about you. They learn about who you, your
spear
business
fishing.
Associates. They learn your language. And then they come and attack, meaning then they need to now get their money's worth. They just spend time an effort on getting in, now they need to get their money's worth. So they can do something like this. They can send an email that says, hey, your account has been depleted. Please send money to the wire money to this account immediately. Or they can send you an email that says, hey, you know, this is your bank. I need you to log in immediately and change your password. And you log into your bank account, only it's not your bank account that you're logging into. You just gave them your access to your bank account, and they can now have your user ID and password for that. So all of these kinds of things are more spear phishing, and they are directed at specific people, and they are highly sophisticated and highly tailored. These people spend time and effort to figure out
if they work hard in a legitimate job, they could probably be successful. They just would rather be devious. So let me ask you a question. When you get a spear phishing that where they've broken in, they've got in, they took their time to learn about what you do, when you get that spear phishing email that is the potentially dangerous one, there usually is a way for you to tell that it's not real, right? I mean, you need to, if you just pay attention, there's something about it.
So
if nothing else, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call your accountant, for example.
Well, that's for sure. But let's talk about how you can identify a phishing or spear phishing attempt. And it's not that simple. There are two kinds of phishing and spear phishing attempts. One is what we call an imposter, meaning somebody pretending to be somebody that they're not.
Right.
So just by right-clicking on the email address from which the person sent the email, you'll see, let's say it says drawer lever, but, you know, if you right-click, you actually see the email.
It's not from drawer at all.
Then you can see, exactly, and then you can see, hey, this is not drawer.
This is how you check it, folks. You've got to do this. I do it all the time. Right back with drawer lever. More on how to stop this after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.